Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.
5 years ago, Beverly Hampton Pfeiffer and her husband Coleman started a pretty unique business. Today, Premier Animal Logistics hauls domestic and exotic animals across the United States. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Beverly, I don't think most people think about the need to haul a giraffe or a hippo, so tell me more about who your business serves.
Whenever publicly or privately owned zoos or animal parks need to transport or source animals, they call on us to either transport that animal from A to B or to find them a certain species or certain gender or sex of animal that they're looking for. So that could be everything from monkeys to rhino to giraffe. The sky's the limit when it comes to transportation.
Okay, so tell me how your business got its start.
Both my parents actually grew up on dairy farms. They milked after they were married for a while, and then I think it came to the realization, you know, in the 80s in North Carolina that if they were going to make money and they were going to have a profit, it really wasn't going to be in dairy farming. They really took the opportunity. My father had already been involved in moving some animals and had diversified a little bit outside of dairy cattle. So he began, he did a good job at handling kind of the different non-domesticated species. That's where this began. He eventually opened up a drive-thru animal park both in North Carolina and Ohio, and so had a lot of experience from that. That's the operation that I grew up on. And when I got married in 2018, my husband and I had been together for almost a decade, and he took interest in it and really saw that there was a niche and a need for someone that could do it well and try to continue and build those relationships. And so he took interest in it and has really grown it from there. Like I said, we're coming on 5 years of officially having our own business in this market.
So you don't just haul animals, you also do some animal matchmaking?
So just like with domestic animals, if you're looking to diversify your genetics or you're looking to grow your herds or your groups of animals, you may need to switch out your bulls or male animals. And so he does a great job of a company or a zoo or animal park or a person will reach out to him and say, hey, we need a male giraffe. And we've had this male for a couple years and we need to diversify our genetics. And if you can place this male giraffe somewhere else, we'd like to source one, and then he'll do the matchmaking and try to find where he can do the swapping around for that.
So speaking of giraffes, tell me, how the heck do you haul one?
We actually have a modified trailer. Across the country, there are a handful of giraffe trailers, all customized from everything from a built brand new from the ground up of initially being a giraffe trailer or something that's been customized and reworked from a currently existing trailer. So we have a trailer that's about 18 foot tall, and it's transported giraffe from everywhere from North Carolina to California and back.
When you have these long hauls and you're transporting an exotic animal across the country, how do you take care of them? Do you keep them in the trailer the whole time?
It depends very specifically on the species. We have to take in consideration a lot of different factors, what the temperature is, the time of year, what the weather will be like, how many miles from point A to point B. It depends on the animal's diet. Some animals, when they're transporting, they'd rather not eat. We just want to make sure that they take water. Most of the time, it's really just trying to most efficiently get to point A to point B. If it's something that needs to have a stop between, let's say here in California, we look for a place to unload them, but really it's trying to find, more specific to the individual species, what's most efficient for them to get them from one place to another.
So when you do need to stop, do you have a network of places that you're in contact with that have arenas or super tall fences, whatever the animal you're hauling needs to stay safe?
There is definitely a network of exotic owners between here, between coast to coast, and we can definitely work with those, not only in normal circumstances, but if there was a crisis situation or emergency situation, we definitely have a network of folks that we could rely on as well to make those adaptations.
Obviously, different animals have different needs. So tell me, how many different types of trailers do you guys have?
I think in total, we have about 5 trailers. You know, probably the most interesting of those is that we have the giraffe trailer that's obviously very tall. And then we have a smaller bumper pool that is heat and air conditioned that can be, it needs to have individual stalls for smaller animals. And then we have a variety of aluminum and metal crates that we can haul things such as cats, you know, tigers, and other species as well if needed to be hauled from point A to point B.
I can imagine a worst case scenario would be that you are hauling an animal across the country country and you have a breakdown or an accident, how do you stay safe if, say, that animal happens to be the tiger you just mentioned?
There's a few things that come into play there. One is learning from experience. So, you know, trying and years of practice and working with other folks who are in the industry and having experience with different species, because I will say that every species is different, how they react to things. We know that in the dairy industry between Jerseys and Holsteins, how they act different. It's certainly the same when we look at non-domesticated species as well. And great planning. So being able to be proactive and making sure that safety measures are taken and that the animal is comfortable and the steps have been taken to get them comfortable into a location, and then having safe and great equipment so that we can eliminate any need for crisis is really what the goal is.
I'm sure this is the question you get all the time, but I have to know, what is the most interesting animal or types of animals you've ever hauled?
The giraffe, for sure, are a crowd favorite. I think some other ones that have been really cool are both black and white rhinos, have been really interesting, and some of the cats have been cool as well. You know, we have the opportunity to work with the diverse things. You know, had an anteater last week. It's really exciting. And so on the way to haul a rhino next week. So you never know. If you follow me on social media, you can always see to find something different. Never know what to expect.
That was Beverly Hampton Pfeiffer, co-owner of Premier Livestock Hauling. She was sharing a bit about their business hauling all kinds of critters around the country. If you'd like to see some of the photos Beverly shared with us, check out our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.